The morning routine is very important.
It allows you to make less decisions during the day.
But for me, what is most important is my night routine as well.
And when you first start, it's really challenging because you have to make a list. You're like, did I do all the things I wanted to do today?
The morning routine helps me set the mood for the day.
You just get into your flow in the very beginning of the day and you don't have to wake up and decide.
At the moment, you're like, you feel so motivated and empowered and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking do this. I'm gonna get it done.
So that's why I love the morning and I always work out in the morning. Change things up, but you also need to be consistent and build on the progress that you've made.
Have you ever wondered how an effective morning routine could actually change your life? Some of the most successful people swear by their morning routines, while others, well, they don't have one at all. Today, we'll take you through our two very different opinions on morning routines, share a play-by-play of how we prepare for the day, and show you how our mornings impact our lives.
We are back in action, and today we are here to talk about our morning routine, why it's important, how it keeps us consistent with our goals, what our future goals, and helps us with our mental and spiritual health. So, Sylvia, I've had a few questions from people in the comments, and let's go over some. And
let's do it.
I'm sure people want to know about our morning routine, and I think it's also cool that we have different morning routines.
Very different.
Yeah, so it's cool to talk about that. So is having a consistent morning routine important for you and why?
Yes, absolutely. A morning routine is so important because the way I see it is it allows you to make less decisions during the day. You wake up in the morning, you're tired, you're foggy, you're cloudy, you didn't sleep well maybe, and you just get into your flow in the very beginning of the day and you don't have to wake up and decide, I'm gonna meditate today or I'm gonna go to the gym today, because it's all built into your daily routine every single day. And I think it just helps you start your day on a really productive path without having to think about every single step, because you just get into the habit and you get into the flow. And when you first start, it's really challenging because you have to make a list. You're like, did I do all the things I wanted to do today? But once you've done it 10, 20, 40, 50 times, it's just like,
it becomes like second nature.
Exactly. And so that's why I think it's so powerful. It just kind of reduces that cognitive load of having to think about what you're going to do every day, but still allows you to start your day really productively.
I agree. And for me, the morning routine is very important, but for me, what is most important is my night routine as well. Because the morning routine helps me set the mood for the day, but my night routine, if my sleep isn't on point, if I didn't eat too well, and let's say I have an upset stomach in the morning, my entire day, it's gonna go on the wrong path. Yeah. So for me, the night routine is very important, just as the morning routine, because if I don't get my sleep too, like, I can't function. I feel like I have a hangover. So I can be consistent with my morning routine if I got enough sleep. And even though if I like to wake up early in the morning, if I didn't get enough sleep in, or if I go to sleep super late, I'm not waking up at 6 in the morning. I'll get up at 8. So the night routine is essential as well, but absolutely the morning routine is, if you have that in place and you know what you're gonna do, you're gonna go through the day perfectly fine. And also you're making time for yourself. Because if you're someone that has a job, if you work a 9-to-5, the first thing you're thinking about is, I need to go to work to help this person's dream out. And you didn't even make time for yourself. And by the time you get back home from work, you're already exhausted. You don't have energy to like do things for your personal life. Yeah. So yeah. I agree.
It's like you need to take care of yourself first before you can go and take care of everything you need to do during the day. And you're better at the night routine than I am. We were just talking about this. I struggle so much just to go to bed. And part of it's good. Like, I just have so much I want to do. I love being alive. And going to sleep is like, oh, do I want to end this day? But it is really important. And there are a lot of times I wake up early despite going to bed late. And then
no, that's good though, because you love your morning routine so much. And for you, everything that you have written down, like the tasks that you need to complete, I'm sure if you don't get that thing done, you're going to feel guilty in a way. So I know if you don't wake up at 6 or 7 to go get your workout in, you're like disappointing yourself.
Yeah, it's like the whole day.
But you need to relax because you're doing amazing. I feel like it's important, like the workout in the morning, that is very important for people that don't know the discipline of working out, and they need to have that be a non-negotiable in their either the morning or night. But I feel like for people at night, it's harder to get it in because they're already exhausted by the time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you already couldn't do it before you set that date or set that time to do your workout, you're definitely not going to do it at nighttime because you will not have the energy for it.
That's why I think the morning part of morning routine is important, because there's less things that can get in the way. In the morning, it's like you get to choose who you are. You get to choose how you want to spend that time to some extent. Obviously, things can always get in the way at any point in time. But I do think there's something about the morning where there's just less opportunities for something to distract you and give you a reason not to do it. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I love the morning. And I always work out in the morning, because if I don't, it will not happen.
Yeah. And if it's very early, like if you're doing your morning routine very early, it's dark outside. The world is kind of shut down. It's still sleeping. So you really have time to hyper-focus on getting those things done and then going to work and getting through the daily routine of life.
Yeah, I think the morning is really special because it's like the time before you fall into your old habits or your old routines. It just gives you a fresh start before the world reminds you who you are, should be. It's like this clean slate where you just get to choose. And that's really powerful.
It is very powerful. Okay, Sylvia, so for your morning routine, what does a typical morning routine look like for you?
Yeah, it's a lot.
We want to hear it.
I've really, really refined this over time. And so it's probably going to sound really long, but it's something that I've really added to and taken things away and really found the things that work for me. So my morning routine is I usually wake up around 6, 6:30. I always make my bed immediately. That's really important
me too,
to me.
Me too.
And so and it just like helps me feel like I've taken care of something already.
Okay.
And then I usually weigh myself in the morning. I know a lot of people have mixed feelings about weighing themselves, but I have a smart scale. It's a brand called Wyze that does smart home appliances. And so I weigh myself on the scale and then it tracks my weight over time. So I can look over the past year and see what my weight has been.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you weigh yourself? I need to know. Why are you weighing yourself daily?
So I started doing it. So I think part of it is that I love collecting data on myself. And the more data I have on myself, the more curious I can be about it.
Okay.
So it's not at all about losing weight. I'm not trying to lose weight.
No,
I'm actually trying to gain weight because I'm trying to build muscle. And so I need to gain weight. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes when I step on the scale, it's like it's a pound higher or lower. And that's just, to me, I can get curious about, oh, am I doing my workouts, you know, as strongly and powerfully as I think I can? If so, then I'll be building muscle. And if so, I'll be putting some weight on. Mm-hmm. And so it's not in an effort to lose weight. It's just an effort to collect data and continue to be curious about myself.
No, that's good. I wanted you to just explain it because I know a lot of girls do it for the wrong reasons. And obviously I know you never had like an eating disorder. You're not obsessing over your weight. But I was just curious to know why you weigh yourself.
Yeah, okay. And I think it might not be a good idea for some people to step on the scale. Because if you step on the scale in the morning and then maybe you're 2 pounds up or 2 pounds down and that changes the trajectory of your day, that's not what you want.
Yes, it affects my mood like crazy. That's why like I haven't weighed myself in over a year. But I love your reason for it. Like there's an actual reason for you doing it and it's a positive one. So that's great.
Yeah. And then I have a gratitude journal called the 5-minute journal.
Okay.
So it's important to me to sit down and write my gratitudes in the morning because I find sometimes I wake up thinking about 100 things I need to do. Sometimes I wake up in this almost like panic state of, oh, I have all these things I need to do. I'm behind. And so just taking a moment to sit and write all the things that I'm grateful for just shifts my mindset at the start of the day. And it's so, so powerful. I've been doing it for over a year now. And so it takes like 3 minutes. You sit and write 3 gratitudes.
Hey, it's called a 5-minute journal. Why are you doing 3 minutes?
Fair. I'm a very efficient 5-minute journalist.
I'm just kidding.
But I love it because, it's like there's no excuse not to do it because it takes 3 to 5 minutes.
Literally, and it's like all you need to write down is like the things that you're grateful for, what makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. And that already, like you said, is going to shift your day and being more grateful and down to earth with what you have.
Yeah. And sometimes if I wake up and I can't think of a single thing I'm grateful for, I'll just look around the room. I'll be like, my cat. Oh, I'm just grateful for my cat, for my bed, for the sun coming up today. It could be anything, but even those little things
matter.
Do shift your mindset.
Yes.
It's important. So the 5-minute journal, and then I always check my Aura scores.
Okay.
And so I wear the Oura Ring every night. It tracks your sleep. It has, again, coming back to like data and being curious about yourself. Mm-hmm. I always check the Oura scores, and it'll check things like what was your resting heart rate and what was your recovery score, and it gives you a score for the day. And so that for me is important because let's say I went to sleep really late the night before, had a really late meal, and then it always is reflected in the data. Mm-hmm. Then I can go and try to be better the next day. And it also
keep
just
those glucose levels low.
Yeah, exactly. So, and it also just is a reflection of like, I made decisions yesterday, now I'm in today, and here's what those decisions look like.
You're so hard on yourself, but I like it. I like it that you're holding yourself accountable.
Yeah, definitely. And then I always go to the gym in the morning. So I make my creatine drink. So I make creatine in the morning. I go to the gym. It's like a 10-minute walk away. So I do my, on the walk to the gym, I do this thing where I listen to affirmations. And I have this app called Think Up. It's one word, Think Up. And what it does is you record these affirmations in your own voice. And then you can play whatever music you want over it. So I usually play some lo-fi beats, and I walk over there 10 minutes to the gym, and I listen to these affirmations that I've recorded.
Oh, so you can, okay, when you told me about this, and you told me you can play music on it, I thought you, like, can put in the music inside of the app. So, like, you drag
you
can just play your music
works,
on Spotify.
Yeah, so you open it up, and you can hit external, and then it opens Spotify, and then you can, the affirmations will start playing, and then you can play over it whatever music want.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I love that because it just reminds me, like, something about hearing in your own voice what you've spoken about yourself is really important. And the way that I record the affirmations is I think it's important to sort of wrap your identity in the type of person you want to be. Mm-hmm. And so I'll say things like, I'm the type of person that wakes up early and goes to the gym, or I'm the type of person who is grateful every single morning. Mm-hmm. And there's something about hearing them in your own voice that is just like powerful and kind of brings you back to, you know, I am who I choose to be.
No, I love it. And you told me about it. I downloaded it, but I haven't used it yet. So yeah. I still need to do that.
Yeah. You got to push past the hurdle of just recording them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of intimidating.
Yeah. I mean,
but also kind of fun. When you get started, you're like, oh, I have a lot of stuff to say.
Yeah. I mean, I write it down. So I feel like if I recorded it, it wouldn't be any different because I'm writing it down. But yeah, listening to it, listening to your actual voice, saying who you are going to become is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really is. And then I go to the gym. I do my workout. I always use the Sweat and Glow app for my workouts, which I love because it just maps everything out so clearly. Again, back to not having to make decisions every day. I don't want to go to the gym and show up and be like, what am I going to work out today? And so it just gives you that beautiful roadmap of what's set out for you that day.
And that's one thing that most people struggle with, which is funny because there's so many apps out there nowadays. Mm-hmm. And yet I still get comments or see girls that say, I don't know what I need to follow, what routine I need to follow. It can be anything. As long as it's a routine that it tells you like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, what you need to do. But there's so many apps out there. Sweat and Glow. Sweat and Glow is a good one. There are so many apps out there that can literally help you and save you time as opposed to going to the gym aimlessly, not knowing what to do, doing a bunch of different exercises, don't know how many reps or sets you need to do, and you're going nowhere. So having that structure for the gym is so important, and I'm glad you're using the Sweat and Glow app.
Yeah, because you need consistency. If you're going to build muscle, you can't just show up at the gym and do something different every single day. You need to change things up, but you also need to be consistent and build on the progress that you've made.
Yeah, and not everyone has the goal of wanting to build muscle. Some girls maybe just want to get a little workout in just so for some movement and feel good. But the biggest thing is I want to lose weight. I want to drop body fat and tone up. How are you going to do that? You need a structured workout routine. Yeah. So that's great that you're following up with them.
Yeah.
And it's definitely working.
I actually the other day had a girl come up to me at the gym and be like, what do you do? Because she was like, I'm working with the trainer. And the trainer asked me what my goals were. I said, I wanted to look like you.
Oh my God.
And I was so flattered.
Yeah.
And I was obviously like, download this app. I was like, my, you know, Melissa's amazing. And I don't know if she downloaded it or not, but that blew me away that she
said that.
That's
so nice. I love when girls give girls compliments because it's usually what I see is more a girl being like, fuck this bitch. Why does your body look so great? Mine looked like shit. But she actually came up to you and complimented you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure your day
made my week.
Yeah, made your week.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm walking to the gym, I think about that. Yeah. And I'm like, wow. Yeah, and she, just the courage to come up to a stranger and one, give them a compliment, and then two, ask them for help and guidance. That's a really challenging thing to do. I was so inspired by that.
No, that's amazing.
So then I go to the gym, when I come back.
Wait. So all of this right now, you said you wake up usually 6:30. Mm-hmm. By the time you come back from the gym, what time is that?
It's usually like 7:45 around then, maybe around 8. If I wake up at 6:30, you know, getting through kind of the initial things will take 30 to 40 minutes. Then I walk to the gym, usually in there for 45 minutes to an hour. And then I walk back, it's usually 7:45-ish.
Okay.
And so when I come back, then I make my coffee. And I have this crazy coffee that I make every day. One thing I love about the daily routine is you can kind of stack things on top of each other. And so I like to just combine things. And so instead of, I'm going to make my coffee every day. Mm-hmm. And so I might as well combine making my coffee with other things that I want, because then it just makes it really easy. Mm-hmm. And so I make sort of a variation of bulletproof coffee. So I add MCT oil and ghee. Ghee is clarified butter. MCT oil helps with essentially curbing your appetite, but it also gives you this sort of dose of fat in the morning, which helps offset the potential glucose spike of anything that you have in the morning. So the first meal you eat in the morning is really important, because if you have carbs or sugar, then it's going to spike your glucose because you're on an empty stomach. And so that's why I add the fat in, because anytime you add fat or protein, then it will help curb the glucose spike and keep you really steady. Because if your glucose spikes, then you'll crash later in the day.
And that's also going to give you, it kind of keeps you satiated, so you don't want to actually overdo it with whatever sugar or carbs that you're eating. Like, you don't have that moment where you feel like you need to binge on eating a lot of sugar.
I think for me personally, it helps with the jitteriness that coffee can add as well. It just helps kind of balance everything out, because you have straight coffee on an empty stomach, for a lot of people that hurts their stomach or makes them anxious.
I felt like I was on crack. I was on crack for a while, okay? Like, straight up. I think, like, if people saw me, it looked like I was on meth. So I know exactly what you're talking
about. Balancing out, less crack, more coffee, more fat.
Yeah, less crack in the morning. Yeah.
And then I also add collagen. There is some protein in collagen. It's not as easily absorbed in the body as regular protein. So I try not to count that towards if I'm trying to achieve, you know, hit a protein goal. But I do like it, because collagen is good for your skin and it has other benefits. So I add that in. And then I also add mushroom blend. I use Mary Ruth's mushroom blend, which is just, there's a lot of, you know, recent studies around mushroom blends for really just helping with overall wellness and mood and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I add that. And then I usually add either a little bit of honey for sweetener or monk fruit sweetener, just to give it a little bit of sweetness. And then I use pistachio milk, which I recently
discovered
and love.
Yeah.
It's so creamy, but it's also light. And I don't know, there's just something, it has like the touch of nutty flavor, but not too much. Almond milk for me is a little too watery. And oat milk to me has sort of a gritty taste. So the pistachio milk for me is perfect. So I add all of that in to my one little cup of coffee, and then I blend it up with a little frother, and it makes this like creamy latte. It's delightful. I love it.
You need to make me one. Oh, well, no, because I don't drink coffee anymore, but it sounds amazing. Maybe I can do it with my decaf coffee.
You can do it with decaf.
Okay. Okay, you just told me this complex coffee that you make every morning. I'm very curious to know, because by the way you listed each item, it sounds like it takes you like the entire day. How long does it take you?
It takes me probably less than 30 seconds. But here's why. Here's why. I have a system.
What is your system, girl?
I have
a
little plastic bin. Okay. And I put all my coffee things in it. Then I open the cupboard. I take out the bin. And it's got all the things. And I put them in little glass containers, because I want, if I'm doing something every day, I want it to be delightful.
Delightful, and just, you're super efficient.
Yeah. And so I'm here like MCT oil, collagen, you know. And so I'm like mad scientist.
Yeah, you're like a mad scientist.
Very efficient mad scientist.
love it.
Yeah, and that makes sure I don't miss anything in my coffee, and it just makes it so seamless and easy. I don't have to think about it.
Okay, yeah. I love that. Yeah, I saw your little setup in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just literally pull it out, like pull out the little plastic thingy, and all the products are right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's easy and on the go. Yeah.
Because if you're fishing around all your cupboards for 17 different things, it's not going to happen.
New product idea. Yeah. Make that in a can.
That's a great idea.
All right, cool. This is going to happen. This is going to happen soon.
Okay. And then I get ready for work. I have this thing with my closet where I recently...
look when you're just like, I have this thing with my closet. Oh, shit. The closet is in the morning routine. Tell us about
it. Special. So I did this thing recently, which I called my nuclear closet clean out. And I cleaned out all the colors.
Oh, yeah. I witnessed that.
Yeah. And so there's no colors. Everything's black or white. And so the beauty of that is everything matches. You can wear black and white together. Yeah. You can wear white on white. You can wear black on black. So
does it ever get boring for you, though?
Absolutely not.
No?
Okay. No, because you just feel so chic. There's nothing boring
That's
about
true.
That.
That is, no. Okay, I want to rephrase what I said. Not boring, but do you miss, like, sometimes maybe wearing a vibrant color? Although you're not a fan of vibrant colors.
Not really.
Colors.
No, okay. I don't. Yeah. So maybe not for everyone. Wait. If you love vibrant colors, this is not for you.
What about the beige? I thought you were a white, sometimes black, beige girly.
Sometimes I mess with beige. That's true. But I've realized if I wear just pure black, pure white, then I feel a little bit more refined. I feel a little more elevated.
Okay.
And so I do sometimes wear beige, but I've discovered black and white is for me.
Okay. You work with what makes you feel good.
Yeah. So I get ready very efficiently for that reason. And then I drive to work. It usually takes me 20, 30 minutes to get to work. And I always listen to a podcast in the morning on the drive.
Yes.
And so I think there's a lot of people out there who, my drive to work's 30 minutes. It's easy to complain about that. I shifted that for myself to be like, now I get more podcast time.
I miss it so much. Yeah. I loved driving to work and listening to a podcast. That's why you're right. When anyone bitches and complains about, oh my God, it takes me 40 minutes to get to work. Do something with that 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Listen to a podcast. You need it.
Yeah.
You probably need it.
If you're sitting there 40 minutes listening to some terrible music or in silence, you're probably not having a good time.
If you're complaining that you have to drive to work for 40 minutes, then you definitely need that podcast.
Yes, for sure. And certain days, like if I'm feeling discouraged that day or something, I'll put on a podcast I know is really uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm feeling just like energetic, then I like something educational that I can really latch onto. And yeah, I love the drive because it's a transition from my home life to my work mindset. And then I also get to use that time to listen to podcasts. Because if I didn't have that drive, I probably wouldn't listen to many. That's my main podcast time. So I love that.
Yeah, and it's good to go and listen to different type of speakers of podcasts. Because like you said, depending on your mood, you're like, oh, okay, I want to listen to this person this day. Or if you want something more educational, okay, let me go and listen to so-and-so. So
yeah, we could do a whole podcast on our favorite podcast.
We could do that. I would love to do that.
And then when I get to work, I do this thing where I always write the top five things I'm going to try to get done that day on a sticky note. And I put it on my laptop and I write a fresh one every single day. So sometimes I'll have the one from the day before. Maybe I finished everything, maybe I didn't. But that really helps me focus on what's actually important to accomplish today. Because it's easy to sit down at work and be like, I have 100 emails I need to respond to. Let's start with the top one and work down the list. But that's not very efficient. Like, you weren't hired to answer all your emails. You were hired to do important things. And so I always try to sit down and ask myself, what is actually going to move the needle today that I can do?
What's my top priority list for work that's going to help me get move forward? Yeah.
So that's the morning.
Damn. Okay. If you think about it, there were just like five things.
Mm.
But within those five things, there's like a lot going on that you listed.
Mm-hmm. But again, these things are things like the coffee that is just automatic because I've built it over time. And so a lot of these things take very little time, actually.
No. Yeah, absolutely. But if you think about it, like you listed, okay, so wake up, bed, gratitude journal, caffeine, your creatine drink,
gym. Weigh myself.
Oh, the Oura ring. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there are more. There are more. But
the Oura ring takes 5 seconds.
Yeah, and it sounds, so your morning routine, it sounded super complex. And for some people, it could be overwhelming. But like you said, it's like you're literally just checking something that can take you 20 seconds, if not less, to analyze the data.
Yeah.
Weighing yourself on the scale. Doing your coffee took you 20 seconds. Going to the gym takes you, what, 40 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
40 minutes for a workout, right? Easy.
Yeah.
And once again, it's like, it's doing it or pushing yourself to go and do that morning routine. That's the hardest part. But once you get in the flow, it comes so naturally.
Yeah.
And now it's second nature.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't even think about it anymore. So what about you?
Okay.
What's your morning routine?
Mine is not as complex at Sylvia's, but I do have a morning routine, and my morning routine varies.
Mm.
Like, it all depends on the day. I already spoke about this. The night routine is so important.
Maybe start with the night routine then.
Yeah, so, well, here's the thing. Sunday night is when I write down my entire calendar for the week. So I go back and look at, I have a bunch of tasks. I use Notion for this. I was using ClickUp. Got hooked on Notion. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm learning a little bit more how to use it. Sylvia has taught me many tricks with Notion as well.
I'm very into Notion.
I'm obsessed with it and I love it so much. So I've switched around with different apps. I'm sticking to this. Mm-hmm. That's it. This is what I'm using for my tasks and my personal and work life. But Sunday, I go and write my calendar out so I know exactly what I need to do for work. Mm-hmm. And if you guys don't know, I do have a fitness app. I run my own business and it's been a year now. So it's very overwhelming at times because I do have to wear a lot of hats. Mm-hmm. Have a few people that help me, but at the end of the day, I know what works for my baby, which is my business, mm-hmm. and I need to be there for it 24/7.
Yep.
So writing out what I need to do for work on Sunday is very important, mm-hmm. and I do that in Notion. For my personal life, for my morning routine, I have my Sweat and Glow app, which I track. You do the workouts on it. Mm-hmm. I actually have tasks on it, but I track. So for different days, there's different things that I do. Mm. I don't like doing the same things every single morning because I'm someone that gets bored very easily with certain things. So
this
I
is
do
where
have
we're so different.
Yeah, we are. And it's like what that works for perfectly well for you. For me, it's a little bit different depending on the day. So Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, I wake up at 6 a.m. no matter what, and I go for a mile run because I need that, and it's my cardio session for me because the other days I'm just doing strength training. I do a little bit of cardio, but I love to run. So Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, 6 a.m. no matter what, wake up, go for my run. Then I used to drink coffee. I used to drink 5 cups of coffee a day, and I think Sylvia witnessed how crazy I looked or just how I was speaking about it. I'm like, I feel like I'm cracked out. My anxiety levels are insane. My hair is falling out.
I would come back from the gym and you'd be on the balcony like working like a crazy person.
No, I counted how many cups of coffee I was having. I was having 5 and that is very unhealthy. I was having heart palpitations. Luckily, I don't drink any pre-workout for my workouts, but I noticed that it was not okay to have all that caffeine.
Yeah.
Could I have just trimmed it down and go with 1 cup of coffee instead of removing it completely?
Right, but not your style. You're like, we're fixing this.
Yeah. So I'm doing decaf now and it's been 40 days. No, probably 5 weeks. I don't miss it. I feel completely fine. My anxiety levels have decreased tremendously. I don't have the jitters anymore. And it's working great for me. So I'm drinking 4 Sigmatic decaf coffee.
Do you think for you it's easier to cut something out completely rather than go halfway?
I've always been like this, all or nothing.
Yep.
I don't wish I was the halfway because the all or nothing kind of works in my favor.
Right.
Because even if it's like with something, with a goal that I decide to do, I'm going to run every single day. Like I will get that done because I made a promise to myself. So like the all or nothing. It sounds a little bit extreme, but it works perfectly fine for me. Yeah. So removed, I have my decaf. I did miss an important thing, but this doesn't happen every single day. It was for a while. I started doing meditation and this goes back to my anxiety levels. What the hell's going on? I feel like I'm in this constant panic mode and I wasn't able to focus properly and just, I felt burnt out in a way. So I needed to find a remedy for that. And that was doing something that I despised at the beginning, which is meditation.
Most people despise meditation at the beginning. I did as well when I started.
Yeah.
What kind of meditation do you do? Do you use an app?
I use Spotify. There's a bunch of, I put morning meditation in Spotify. I found one that I really like. And here's the thing. It's kind of like with workout. I love my workouts. I know a lot of people hate working out. And that's why it's like, you don't need, if you hate working out, and maybe your goal is not even to get in shape, but you know that the benefits of working out is good for you. You don't need to go and do a 40-minute workout. You can just do a 10-minute workout. So for me, the meditation, I know there's people out there that do an hour worth of meditation.
Yeah.
This does not work for me. Yeah. I will never do an hour of meditation because I feel like it would kind of be a waste of my time as well.
You have to know yourself.
Exactly. So I found the sweet spot and it's 5 minutes. 5 minutes in the morning. I was doing 10 and then now it's 5. And it's 5 minutes that have helped me so much. 5 minutes of just shutting my brain down, which was very, very hard to do. I have ADHD, my mind's constantly racing, hard to keep myself organized. And so there's things that I'm using that help me realign my brain and how it works. And the 5-minute meditation, there's just something about it. When I shut my eyes, obviously I have to wake up super early for this. So the meditation too, it was every day for 2 weeks. And I know it's not a long time, but I also realized that if I wake up in the morning and I feel like I don't need it,
It's a tool that you can use or not use.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's more, I use it mainly when I wake up with anxiety and I'm like panicking a bit.
Yep.
And that works amazing for me. So I'll do the 5 minutes, shut my eyes, and I have this, I'll put the link in the bio, but it's a great 5 minute meditation that I got from Spotify. And I just feel this energy flowing through my body. Like I get this tingly feeling because I know that I'm doing it right now. Mm-hmm. At first I wasn't, I was disconnected. And now that I'm doing it right, I literally feel energy, like energy getting out of my body and energy coming into my body.
Wow.
Like it's insane.
In 5 minutes.
In five
That's
minutes.
Wild.
Yes.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, I'm doing this right. I got it. And once again, I do this when I wake up and I have this feelings of anxiety. And that usually happens when maybe I had a long week or during work, something happened with my team, and maybe complaints with certain things, DMs that I've read that maybe didn't make me feel very good about something. So the meditation really helps me just calm me down, know, okay, Mel, stay grounded, know that you're going the right way with work, with your life, and it just really helped overall.
Yeah. So do you meditate before you run or after?
As soon as I wake up.
Yeah.
As soon as I wake up, I meditate. Yeah. And sometimes I'll do it, I'll go for a walk down here by the, I'm like down here as if you guys you know what I'm talking about. But we're right by the bay, so there's like a little strip there, and I'll go for a walk there and just sit. They also, at Amara, I'll use their chairs there.
That's great. Yeah, there's a little restaurant, a little waterside restaurant there. Yeah, so.
There's a little restaurant. No one's there at 6 in the morning, so I just sit down, and then sometimes I'll bring my journal. So this is another thing. You were super, okay, I do the X, Y, and Z. Mine is like all over the place. My journaling too. It's not something I do every morning. And this all depends on what do I need to do today? Yeah. If the morning routine for me, I feel like is wasting my time because maybe I need to work on a project. I have shit to do. I have a call that I need to attend shortly. And I wanted to finish up some things that I didn't get done the day before. I'm going to have to remove certain things from my morning routine to just make that happen.
Yeah.
So the journaling as well, it's great for me because, like you said yourself, it helps you kind of keep yourself grounded, remind you what you're grateful for. So if I wake up in the morning in a bad mood, I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? Yeah. I'm not feeling so hot.
Yep.
And then I remind myself, okay, Mel, you are living in this beautiful apartment in Miami with a great roommate. You have an amazing family. You have someone that you're currently dating that you absolutely love. Like, it just reminds me to be grateful with what I'm doing with my life. I have a job that I love. I'm super passionate about. Just reminding myself those things, the futile things that maybe come along that I think is such a big deal. It's like, oh my God, this is so irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Why am I getting mad because someone cut me off on the street or, you know,
it's like one bad thing can recolor all of the good things or make you forget them. And so sometimes it's just about reminding yourself of all of the good that's in your life.
Yeah.
And it's easy to just forget to do that and not take a moment for yourself to remember all the good because the bad is easier to get hung up on.
Yes.
So even just, that practice of shifting your mind to remembering everything that's good can literally change your entire day and life.
Yes, agree. So I jumped a little bit here and there with the days because, like I said, it's not really consistent. It depends on what I have to do for the day and my work, but my bed is the one thing. I didn't mention this, but the bed is the number one thing that I do as well. Mm-hmm. And look, are you going to be a successful person if you don't do your bed? Absolutely. I read all this garbage online, like statistics prove that if you don't do your bed, you're not going to be successful in life. Shut the fuck up. You're going to be successful. For me, I need to do my bed because I hate chaos. If I go in my room and I see that my bed is not made, it just creates this chaotic mindset for me. And I need to see that everything is clean, nice, set, pillows tidied up. Like, this is my reason.
I do think your living space is somewhat a reflection of your mind.
Yes.
Your inner mind. And so, if you're taking care of your space, I think it's an act of self-love and also a reflection of how you want your inner experience to be as well. So I think it's important. Is it essential to being successful? No.
No, I know. Some people say that and I'm like, shut up. No, but, and then I know people that just make their bed because they might have guests over. And are you doing it for your guests to have a clean house? Or doesn't it make you feel, I mean, I cannot move on with my day if my bed is a mess.
Same.
And even if I go to a house and I see that their bed isn't made, I am judging.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I am judging you if you don't make your bed.
Yeah, it's probably been 2 years before there's been a day I haven't made my bed.
Yeah. And then, okay, another important thing, my workout. My workout doesn't happen in the morning. Mm. It might happen here and there, but it
does not. I don't
know
how you do this.
Does not happen. I know, people are like, what? Doesn't it give you the energy to continue with the day? Like, yeah, my runs give me the energy.
Right.
The lifting, I don't have it scheduled in the morning anymore. Mm. I used to at the beginning. Mm. This goes back to the beginning when I wanted to get my life in order, when I set goals for myself. Morning, I worked out. I went for my runs every morning at 5 a.m. I would wake up before work. No longer do that. Right. It's a second nature now. So whatever time it is throughout the day, I know I'm going to get it done. But I like to go at night. I like to go at 5 or 6.
Yeah, we are so different here. But I think that's powerful because when you first started, you needed the structure. Mm-hmm. And now, because it's second nature, you can flow with the day and you can do it when it feels right. But that probably wouldn't have worked for you in the beginning. It probably wouldn't have happened if you did it that way. But you've built that muscle where now it's just second nature to do it.
Yeah, and as long as I get it done, I'm good. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't need to happen in the morning. And if it does happen in the morning, awesome. I started doing it again with you, which I do miss a lot. But I found myself very tired afterwards.
Yeah.
And I also like to fast. So if I'm working out in the morning, the fasting's not happening.
Because you don't want to work out and then go 5 hours before
I would not recommend
which
that.
Which I do, which is not recommended. Need to work on it. I've actually been getting better. I usually eat around 10 or 11 now, but I used to sometimes not eat till 2 p.m. and I had done a heavy workout that morning. Not good. So I'm working on that.
And I could still do the fasting if I wanted to, like get a workout, because I could time it by the time I stopped eating the previous day, but I like to eat at night.
Yeah.
I like to eat at 9 or 10. I know some people say it's not good for you. I enjoy it. Even eating carbs late at night, it helps me for my run. Like sometimes I'll overdo it with the carbs at night, because then when I go out running on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, I feel so fired up and I have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
But yeah, the workout, you guys can decide when it works best for you. For me, it's in the afternoon. I do want to add one more thing to my morning routine.
Yeah.
I have a vision board on my computer.
Mm.
So that's my desktop. And every morning when once I'm done with my meditation, and if I went for my run, when I go on my computer, I have my vision board and it reminds me exactly where I want to be a year, 5 years from now, because there's different goals on it. So it just reminds myself, okay, get your ass to work.
Yeah.
Let's make these things happen, because this is a person, this is the direction that you want to go in. So I highly suggest for anyone out there to create a vision board. It really helps. Or also use the app that Sylvia was talking about, the ThinkUp app, where you record your voice and you remind yourself of that person, of who you want to be. And it really does help, guys. I can promise you, it's like a manifestation that actually works.
Mm-hmm.
Actually works.
Yeah. Now, I feel like vision boards can get sort of a cliche rap, but I think they're super powerful. And it's just kind of a fun way to explore the dreams that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I build mine, I have one as well as my phone background. So I look at it constantly. And you just go on Pinterest and you search all the images and you just go down these rabbit holes of like, oh, I could be this and I could do this. And does this image speak to me?
Mm-hmm.
And there is something just freaking powerful about it. And I've had some wild things come to life that have been on my vision board for a long time.
Same
where I've
here.
Been like, whoa, this is crazy.
I know, people talk shit on it and I'm like, keep on talking shit, it's working for me.
Exactly.
And it works for everyone that I meet that tells me that they do it as well. It works.
Yeah.
It freaking works. So create a vision board, use the ThinkUp app. I'm gonna start using the ThinkUp app too. Okay, so let's just list again the tools that we use.
Mm-hmm.
Mine are Notion. Notion is for my personal tasks and also my work tasks.
Mm-hmm.
I use ClickUp, but that one is for work. If you have a team and you're working on your business, that's a great way to interact with your actual team.
Mm-hmm.
But Notion is more like list tasks and things to do, vision boards. You can get a lot of visuals in there, put pictures, images. Like it's really awesome to use for that functionality. Mm-hmm. Do you wanna go and say yours?
Okay. So the ThinkUp app is one of mine. That's one where you can record your affirmations in your own voice and then you can play them to yourself with music over them. And so I love doing it. And once you start recording, they'll just flow. It's actually really fun. And then just hearing them in your own voice is really powerful. And then I also use the Oura Ring that tracks all my sleep metrics. That's really important to me because I'm trying to get better going to sleep early.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can also just give you stats on if you had a super late heavy meal or if you went to bed late, then it'll just be reflected in the next day's scores. And so that's important for me to just keep collecting data on myself and keep getting better. I also use the Wise Smart Scale, which I weigh myself on every morning. It syncs with Apple Health. And so you can see your trends over a long period of time, if that's, part of your goals. And then I also use Notion.
Mm-hmm.
I am obsessed with Notion. I basically combined like 7 different apps I was using into Notion. So yeah. I use it for my personal goal planning. I use it for my to-dos. I use it for my journal. I use it for my notes. I use it for my recipes, like you name it, my checklist. So there's a lot in there.
And for your habits, right? Do you use it for your habits as well?
I actually don't use it for my habits. Okay. For my habits, I use an app called Done.
Okay.
You just check through, basically you can set things you want to do daily, things you want to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, things you want to do weekly, whatever.
Okay.
And so then you just mark them off every day when you do them.
Yeah. So for the habits, for mine is the Sweat and Glow app. And mm-hmm. like Sylvia said, that one too, you can set the days that you want to do certain habits, which like I said, mine's vary every day, like the morning mm-hmm. routine. So you can set that in there and it will pop up on your app. And it's so seamless. Like you can just look at it. Okay, I know exactly what I need to do. And when you check off those tasks on your list, it's just this feeling of reward that is so amazing.
And the Sweat and Glow app for workouts, obviously.
Yes. And Spotify for meditating. A great, great way to meditate with Spotify. Let's wrap this up real quick. What happens if you miss your morning routine?
It happens all the time. I travel a ton for work. I will sometimes just have, you know, a crazy day for work. And so there are absolutely times where I miss a bunch of stuff and I wake up and I just get ready and leave. And that's okay. I could easily sit there and it does bother me. I don't get me wrong, because I'm a perfectionist. And I'm like, oh.
Did it bother you like the time you had AI pull up images of you and you were like,
God, I got AI headshots done. They made me look like I was 60 years old. It was not okay.
Is your reaction like that when you miss your morning?
We need to put one of those photos up. It's like this. Yeah, kind of.
Oh my God,
there's a part of me that's like that. I'm working on it. It is hard. And I think that's one of the downsides of having a really strict morning routine, is if you miss it, which inevitably you will, then it's going to bother you. But you can't let that throw off your entire day as well. So what I try to do is if I miss 5 things, then that doesn't mean I need to just let the whole day devolve into chaos. I can still latch onto one thing. And maybe it's writing my top 5 things for the day. Maybe I've had a chaotic morning, but I get to work. I can still sit and write my top 5 things. It doesn't mean I need to let go of the rest of the day because I missed part of it. And so I think that's important. It's like treat it as tools that you can bring in and out. And it's something that serves you and not something that you're tied to.
Yeah, because then it's controlling you. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the whole purpose is to be in control. And if you allow that to control you emotionally, where you feel like you let yourself down, it's like, what's the purpose of it?
Exactly.
And it is good to be, and you're just holding yourself accountable. You're like, oh shit, okay, I didn't do this today. But then you move on with your day and you feel fine because it's not that big of a deal. But to be honest with you, if I was missing my morning routine or things that I had set for myself at the beginning of when I'm trying to get better and build that confidence, then yes, you are disappointing yourself. You are gonna regress inevitably. But when you're reaching, when you're at a certain point where you're doing good mentally, physically, you have great people that surround you and uplift you and you have a great job, like the consistency bucket doesn't need to be filled up every single day. It's important to keep it somewhat filled and just keep moving forward with it. But then if you notice that consistency is no longer there, then yes, there's a big, that's when you need to worry. But
there's a time and a place for the rigid consistency and there's a time and a place for letting it come and go. Like with your meditation, you did it every day for 2 weeks. And now you're like, I've done it every day for 2 weeks.
And I feel great.
And now I can bring it in and out as I wish. And so I think that's important too. In the beginning, I think sometimes it is important to be a little bit rigid. But then once you get to a point where it's second nature, then you can flow with it a little bit more.
Yeah. And like the coffee too, I'm sure I'm going to have a cup of coffee whenever I feel like it. But right now, just removing it, it's helped me. And I feel like, okay, this, like I'm benefiting from this. Why do I want to bring it back into my life?
Yeah.
Well, especially 5 cups of coffee.
Maybe don't go back to 5.
Yeah, exactly. This just goes back to the consistency for the beginners of creating that morning routine, staying, even though it's a morning routine and it seems very simple, there's a lot that goes to it that actually, with the bigger picture, there's just, you're going to build a strong mind and a strong body with that morning routine. So what do you gain from a strong morning routine?
That is a great question. What I gain from a strong morning routine is confidence and peace of mind that I am getting better every day and that I am putting the work in to get to where I want to go. And the reason that's important is because I've chosen these things in my daily routine for a reason. I reflect on them often to make sure that they still fit. And a lot of times I'll take things out or add new things in. But the reason it's important for me is I can set out every day knowing that I've accomplished the things that are getting me to where I want to go. And I don't have to sit there and wonder, should I meditate today? Should I work out today? Should I do this? Should I do that?
You just get it done.
If I don't have the morning routine, I'll have a fear that I'm not doing the things that are important. Mm-hmm. And so it at least gives me this settled peace of mind that I've done something to get to where I want to go. And that makes me feel empowered to go and do the other things that are important to me as well.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
What about you?
Yeah, for me, it's just giving me that structure, the organization that I need in my life, because once again, ADHD brains, they're all over the place. And when I have everything in place, like oh my God, when I see a notion that my content calendar is like, I've made the content calendar for 30 days and I don't need to worry about it. And it's just all there, beautiful color coordination with everything. There's just a sense that just makes me feel so good about myself. And checking off those tasks, it's like, it's a feeling of accomplishment, the reward that builds the confidence. So it makes me feel proud of myself. And it's so easy for people to write a plan, but then putting that plan into action is where it's the toughest part. Mm-hmm. So we can go and write down all these things we want to do. And it's amazing at that moment. You're like, you feel so motivated and empowered. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to fucking do this. I'm gonna get it done. And then the time comes where you're like, you're constantly writing things down and you fall into this analysis paralysis where you want things. Maybe you're like still focusing on what you need to do. Mm. Oh, but maybe I shouldn't do it this way, but I need to do it that way. So you fall into this trap of like constantly planning and then the plan never happens. Mm-hmm. So that's why I have those days where I'm like, I'm not going to do my morning routine. I'm going to go straight into it because I need to get this done.
Yeah.
So the morning routine is essential. It gives me structure, feel organized, but then I need to also take action on the things that matter throughout the day.
Yeah.
But overall, it's just like it sets the mood for the day. So it's great to have. All right, guys, we will check in with the next episode next week.